Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, chat. So today we're looking at James chapter 4, verse 3. It reads in the New King James, "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it upon your pleasures." Now, I interpret this as ask according to his will in his name, which also is mentioned in 1 John chapter 5, 14 to 15, and John chapter 14, verses 13 to 14. But there are several passages in the Bible, specifically Mark 11, 24, Matthew 7, verses 7 to 8, that make it sound like anything that you ask for, you will get. Can you give me some comments upon that?
Absolutely. James 4:3 highlights the importance of our motives when we pray. It suggests that prayers driven by selfish desires or purely for personal pleasure may not be granted because they're not aligned with God's will. In passages like 1 John 5, 14 to 15, and John 14, 13 to 14, the emphasis is on asking according to God's will and in Jesus' name. This means aligning our desires with God's purposes and trusting that He knows what's best for us. On the other hand, verses like Mark 11, 24 and Matthew 7, 7 to 8 emphasize faith and persistence in prayer. They assure believers that God hears and responds to genuine, faith-filled requests. However, these promises are not a blank check for any desire. They operate within the framework of a relationship with God, where His will and wisdom guide what is ultimately granted. In essence, these passages collectively teach us to pray with right motives, aligned with God's will and in faith, trusting that He knows and provides what's best for us.
Thank you so much.